And welcome to The Extra on this Thursday morning on KRDO News Radio Show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Very important person here today, Gretchen Presley from the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region is here. Gretchen, hello.
Hello.
Great to talk to you. I mean, we just talked to you about the pet of the week a few minutes ago.
I know. I'm just all over the place this morning.
You're a very busy person. You guys are at HSPPR. And really quick, we're going to talk about James again. Very sweet, special cat.
If I had favorites, he would be one of mine. He is the sweetest guy. I have a soft spot for orange tigers anyway, and I went to go see him yesterday and he just purred so much. He let me rub his belly. He was just so happy to see me trotting around along on his little one leg that he's got left. So if you have maybe a single story house, or at least can keep all of his stuff on one floor, can keep him inside, can keep him loved, he would be a wonderful, wonderful addition to your family.
His face is so sweet.
Such a handsome guy.
And just know that, you know, he's just had surgery. He's recovering. Mm-hmm. He's going to need a little extra TLC and love. So.
Exactly.
If you would like to go find out more about James, you can go to our website, our Facebook, Twitter pages, or to hsppr.org or to Humane Society.
Or come by in person.
Yes. And we have a lot to talk about today. And we want to start with first disasters,
mm-hmm.
being prepared for disasters. And
yes.
Of course, we talk about, okay, you need to have stuff, you know, for you. But a lot of times it is overlooked for your pets and mm-hmm. your animals. And the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region is the CART team for El Paso, Colorado Springs and El Paso mm-hmm. County.
That's right.
So what does CART team mean?
So we are the Community Animal Response Team. And that just means that during any disaster, either man-made or natural, our team will activate. And then our animal law enforcement officers will be going into the evacuation zones to pull animals out of the area. Our CART volunteers will be setting up emergency shelters if needed. They'll be helping shelter animals at our facility if needed. So for example, during Waldo Canyon and Black Forest, we took in many, many evacuated pets that didn't have anywhere else to go. And we cared for them, and our CART volunteers were working round the clock to supply that care. It's, as you can imagine, a ton of paperwork. It's a ton of animal care. It's a ton of quarantine procedures and making sure all the pets are safe and healthy and that everybody knows who all of these pets are, since we've only met them the once. So it's keeping them with their paperwork. So it is so crucial and critical that these volunteers are well trained, and our CART volunteers are just so passionate about what they do and are very well trained. They can handle anything you can imagine. They can handle livestock, chickens, goats, cats and dogs, horses. We've had newts before. We've had the exotics. So especially if you have livestock or exotic pets, it is so very important to have that plan in place for them to get them to safety.
Well, and I was just thinking, and of course, we just had the 5th anniversary of the Black Forest fire.
Mm-hmm.
CART team was critical
because
so many people, the flames were going so fast that people were literally just opening gates or doing whatever mm-hmm. they could to get,
to
their,
get, them out to
get
safety.
Their animals out to safety.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Humane Society's team had to go in and get all of these animals out.
Mm-hmm.
And that had to be a scary situation. But you're also dealing, like you said, with from small animals all the way up to big livestock.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So during Black Forest, we were keeping livestock at the fairgrounds, and then we were keeping all domestic pets with us. And everyone was so grateful for our help, and it was so wonderful to see. But you know, you always think that you're prepared, you got your go kit and everything, but when it happens and it's the decision of, okay, now I got to get these horses in a trailer, and they don't want to go. What do you do? So that's why we always recommend having that plan in place to practice trailering those horses now. Get them used to it when it's not a high stress situation, because when they're used to it right now, they're going to be easier to load up when the time comes that you got to get out of there fast. If you have chickens, if you have goats, make a plan. Where are those animals going to go? You're welcome to shelter them with us when we open up the shelter for any disasters. If you have neighbors that are perhaps not affected that you could go towards, if you have friends in another county you could take your animals to, all those are wonderful ways that you can stay with your pets. And then, of course, we'll be on hand to provide sheltering services in the case of a disaster as well, and we can shelter your pets for you.
And even in the most recent fire, and of course we've already had fires.
Several.
And the CART team has had to go out, mm-hmm. especially to the 117 fire.
Mm-hmm. We have activated 3 times already this year. Fortunately, none of them have been a huge, huge deal. We've only taken in a couple animals so far, but of course we are standing ready. We have a very high fire danger this summer, so it's just all the more important that everyone has that plan in place. We always recommend, one, of course, having a list of places you could go. Many hotels now will accept pets. If you have friends out of the area, you could go stay with your pets. Again, livestock is one extra challenge you're going to have to deal with of where you're going to keep those pets. We always recommend having a buddy plan with a neighbor. You guys can exchange house keys. If you, for example, Black Forest Fire happened during the day, a lot of people were
not home. Exactly. Same with Waldo Canyon.
Exactly. So if you're not at home and your neighbor works from home or something, maybe it would be a great idea to trade keys and give them permission to get all your pets off the property just in case you're not able to make it back in time.
And what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and we want to talk about a go kit as well.
Mm-hmm.
The go, you have a go kit for you, have a go kit for your pets
exactly.
too, right? Okay, so we're going to have more with Gretchen Presley from the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Very important topic today, of course, with all the wildfires we're seeing right now in Colorado, in our area. We've already had some here in our area. Gretchen, you have a look on your face. She's like, I'm taking that down. Oh, yeah, we have our little placards on the side. That's fine. We're prepared, but sometimes mm-hmm. we're just not prepared with our pets.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're doing today, and more to talk about as well, is being prepared with your animals. And one of the things we were talking about, and I asked you during the break, I remember during the Waldo Canyon fire, like you were saying, Black Forest was a lot of livestock.
Mm-hmm.
Waldo was a lot of domestic
mm-hmm,
animals.
That's right.
And of course, everybody was at work.
Mm-hmm.
People could
For
not
both.
Get
yep.
home.
Yeah.
The one thing, and like you said, if there's a buddy system, that's a great thing to do with your neighbor exchange. Okay, if I'm not here, vice versa, we mm-hmm. get your pets out mm-hmm. of there. I can't imagine how many domestic animals were left during the Waldo Canyon. And of course, the animal law enforcement team went in,
mm-hmm.
but you guys had to set up a second shelter. That's how many animals were rescued.
That's right. So during Waldo, not only were our animal law enforcement officers going into the evacuation zone, taking pets that unfortunately were not able to make it out of that zone, trying to reunite them with their owners or shelter them with us until we could find an owner for them. But because of the sheer number of domestic pets that we took in more overall in Black Forest, but we took in more domestic during Waldo Canyon. So there wasn't enough room to shelter everybody at our facility on 610 Abbott Lane. So we did have to open up a secondary shelter during Waldo Canyon. And that's where our CART team really shines. They can just go into gear in a second flat. You get the word and they are already got their trailers out. We have trailers full of temporary kennels, all the paperwork we're going to need, food, water, medical supplies, quarantine equipment, like everything you can think of to keep the pets and our people safe. And we can drive out to location and set up a shelter within half an hour
wow.
if we have to. And so then we'll have our volunteers manning it, of course. Again, I mentioned the paperwork and keeping track of all the animals is so very important. If you have 8 black cats that have come in, how are you going to make sure the right black cat goes home with the right family?
Right. Which location did I get this from, right?
Exactly. So you got to know where everybody's coming from. You got to know what families are attached to with which pet. You got to know this cat here has special medications that we need to give them, whereas this cat over here might, you know, be really shy and we need to be really careful with him because he's really scared. You know, so we need to know all these details on all the different pets. And again, our staff and our volunteers are so well trained to be able to care for these animals to the best of our ability. It's a scary situation for everybody, including the pets, and we just want to be there for them to offer them what comfort we can.
And the one thing I think people don't understand is if you have to evacuate or you cannot get to that evacuated area, say your home is in the evacuated mm-hmm. area, and you have animals there and you can't get there, because mm-hmm. we remember during Waldo and Black Forest, shut down.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Not going to say that I did not have friends that broke those lines to go get those pets, because I think we all know people that did. Trust me, I'd be one of those. Get out of my way.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm saving my babies.
Right. But you can call HSPPR mm-hmm. and say, my animal, I have to get my animals.
That's right. So as soon as we're activated by the city or the county, our animal law enforcement are authorized to go into the evacuation zone, depending on how dangerous it is for people to be in those areas. And we can go into your house and bring your pets back out and then reunite you with them. Of course, we are happy to offer the service. We want to save as many lives as possible, but we don't want your family to have to go through that either.
Right.
So having these plans in place, getting them out
yes.
yourselves, if at all possible, is best for everyone involved. It ensures you get to stay with your family members. It ensures that the safety of everybody in case the fire is too hot and we can't go into those specific places. So again, that buddy plan, having your go kit, having that plan in place is so very important. As our CART coordinator always says, always think it could happen today. So every time you get ready for work, it could happen today.
And be ready.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about Go Kits really quick. And this is important information. Again, you mm-hmm. don't think about it until,
mm-hmm. until you have to.
Until you have to. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Go Kits.
So imagine you've just been evacuated. Not only do you have to figure out everything for you and your family to survive, you need to make sure your pets can survive. We recommend 3 days for those Go Kits. So in your Go Kit, you'll have food for you, maybe change of clothes, your medication, stuff like that. But in your Pet Go Kit, it's really, really important to have, of course, pet food and water for 3 days, any pet medications, bowls, cat litter, pooper, scooper, mm-hmm. To keep those cats comfortable, a pet first aid kit in case someone gets a thorn in their paw or hurt in some other little minor way, a toy, if your dog has a favorite toy, yeah. secondary favorite toy, maybe keep one of those in there. So it's something of home to comfort them. Can opener is one that we see people forget a lot. They remember the canned food, but no can opener.
Wait.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Grooming supplies, kennels and carriers. And then, of course, other things that maybe people don't think of are copies of all of their vaccination and health records. Yeah. If your home, unfortunately, worst happens and your home burns down, you need to have those vaccination and health records to be able to get that vet care for your pets in the future. Contact information for your veterinarian. Those tags, collars, microchips, if possible, showing your pet's identification, especially if you get separated. We also always recommend keeping photographs of your pet and maybe you with your pet. Again, if you get separated, that is great proof. Look at these markings. That is definitely my dog. Look, I am the picture with my dog.
Right.
It can go a long way towards identifying your pet and getting them back to you as soon as possible.
So have the Go Kit ready for you. Mm-hmm. Have the Go Kit ready for yourself. And do you guys have these tips and recommendations on the website?
Oh, yes. So you can go to hsppr.org/ready and you can see all of the Go Kit tips. You can see our tips for getting pets out. You can even see some really helpful tips on training your livestock to be able to move in a hurry or some livestock preparations. Because again, that's a whole nother ball game sometimes.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure when they're stressed,
it's very hard to get a stressed horse to get in a trailer if they don't want to go.
I'm sure. Okay, so again, find all that information at hsppr.org. Okay, when we come back, a lot to talk about. June is a very special month. We're going to talk about that. The special camps coming up at the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region. There's something about beer for a great cause,
dogs
too.
And beer.
Yeah, you know, I'm down. So we'll have more with Gretchen Presley from the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with Gretchen Presley from the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region. By the way, if you missed all the tips about being prepared for emergencies for your pets, don't worry. We'll put the podcast up at krdo.com. Just click on radio and click on podcast and you'll have it there. And so you can listen because those are great tips.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can go to hsppr.org and read more tips on being ready mm-hmm. for any emergency.
Mm-hmm.
But June is a very important month. And after we talked about James, the kitty, that's this week's pet of the week. June is Adopt a Shelter Cat Month.
That's right. And it is such a wonderful time to adopt a new kitty family member. Not only are shelters across the U.S. being filled up with kitties right now. Summer's our busiest time. We've got kittens out the wazoo. So a lot of cats. I think we have about 60 available for adoption right now. So it's a wonderful time to think about getting a cat. If you've been considering it, help us celebrate Adopt a Shelter Cat Month by getting a kitty. But there are so many great reasons to adopt a shelter cat. And, you know, we hear all these misconceptions about shelter cats. And, oh, you know, when I was little, I got my cat off the street and it was free and all this stuff. But
isn't that kind of a misconception with a lot of shelter animals, too?
It is. Yeah. We hear it for dogs, too. But, yeah. You know, we just love clearing up some of the misconceptions about shelter cats is that they actually are very healthy. We give every single one of our cats a physical, a veterinary exam when they come in. We vaccinate them on intake. So although we do have some contagious diseases that we see in the shelter, we do our very best to quarantine everybody, put those protocols in place, and keep everybody safe. So you really are getting a cat that most likely has at least been looked at by veterinary professionals, if not a veterinarian. And then we fix a lot of the medical problems we see. We're able to handle broken legs. We're able to handle cats just like James, where he came in with three, and then we helped him with one. He had that damaged femur. We handle result, we do so many dentals. We do eye enucleations. When they have infected eyes, we'll treat them through URI. We'll treat them through kidney stones. We've taken out kidney stones from cats before. So we really do our very best if we notice medical problems. Of course, with 17,000 pets coming through our shelter every year, we do miss every once in a while when they don't exhibit symptoms, but we do our very best to find all of the things that could be troubling an animal and fix them before putting them out for adoption. So really want them to be successful in their new homes. The other misconception is that they all have behavior problems, and that's really not the case at all. Shelter cats are very good.
Yeah.
Most cats that come in are either strays or they're turned in because of a people problem, not a behavior problem.
Right.
And so we have a lot of resources online. If it was a house soiling issue or a cat aggression issue, we have a lot of resources online that you can use to try and combat those issues once you get that pet into your new home. We have resources on house soiling. We have resources on introducing new cats to the household.
Yeah.
Everything that, again, can make that situation as good as possible for your new pets. And then, of course, they really actually are less expensive. You might think you're getting a bargain. You find this cat on the streets and you take it in, which is also a great way. We want them to have homes too. But then when you think about getting them vaccinated and spayed and you take them to the vet and you get them that microchip and everything, that can cost hundreds of dollars.
Right.
If you know, you're just taking a cat that hasn't had any of that. And so our HSPPR cats, even our kittens that are a little bit more expensive, they come with the spay and neuter, the vaccinations, the 30 days of pet health insurance, a microchip. Again, that's a couple hundred dollars that are potentially saved for their owners.
Well, and it's like having a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it. It's like having a kid.
There are always more expenses.
Well, and I love how HSPPR now has the cat rooms.
Mm-hmm.
You can really go see the cats and how they are. And their behaviors, and their attitudes, right?
My favorite part of the shelter, those cat condos.
Well, you can just go hang out in there.
Mm-hmm.
And just see like, hey, kitty, how is this cat going to be at my house?
Because they're so comfortable. They're really exhibiting their real personalities. You can see, okay, this one is a little shyer. It's going to sleep a lot. Maybe it's just going to love me and not everybody that comes over. Oh, but this one here, he ran up to me as soon as I came in the room. This is going to be my little party host cat that's going to introduce himself to everybody who walks
exactly.
in the door. So it's really helpful to find that good match for your family and figure out what kind of cat you're looking for.
And I've had from cats from the most mellow, I'm a lap kitty, to... okay, I'm going to hang from the banister type of cats, right?
And sometimes it's the same cat.
That's true. But I think it's just great for the chance to go and sit with them and mm-hmm. be with them. And like you said, see how they're going to just, because they're chill. They're like, what's up?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have a great time and you can really tell how happy those cats are.
So in June, are you guys doing anything special besides it just being Adopt a Shelter Cat Month?
No, we're just trying to get the word out. We're not having any sales this year so far. I haven't heard about any, but that being said, we always have our hand-picked cats every week.
And James.
James is a hand-picked cat.
I'm going to keep plugging James because he's so sweet.
Every week we pick several cats that just aren't really getting noticed at the shelter, and we waive their adoption fees to help everyone be able to adopt. And then to get them a little bit exposure. They're not finding their new homes. And so again, James is a hand-picked cat this week, which means his adoption fee is completely waived. You might just have to pay a licensing fee depending on where you live.
And I want to touch on this really quick, Gretchen, before we talk about the fun events that involve beer. That are going on all summer leading up to Pottoberfest. But you were mentioning before we came on the air today, like the shelters are just getting, overrun right now.
It's summer. It's definitely our tough season.
I mean, can't emphasize enough, right? Spay and neuter your animals.
Yes. Please do. We are already seeing so many litters of kittens and puppies. We've got so many pregnant females coming in that we send to foster care. And our foster care department is amazing. And we do everything we can to save as many lives as possible. But yes, spaying and neutering goes a very long way towards helping combat pet overpopulation in our region.
Well, and again, you guys do offer services.
We do.
If say you're financially struggling, right, and you need assistance, you can contact HSPPR.
Absolutely. We do offer public spays and neuters at a discounted rate. You can pay just a small copay. They are donor subsidized. So please look into that. I know there are multiple vets in the area who offer low-cost spay and neutering
Absolutely.
As well. So always a great idea, again, just to make sure that you're doing your part to be a responsible pet owner and not contribute to that pet overpopulation.
I told you I've never understood the whole, I'm not going to spay or neuter my pet thing. It's one of the first things I do, like, okay, how old, how soon? Like, that's just me. Okay, some very fun events that you guys have going on all summer long. Is this new this year, or is this kind of a second, third year for it?
It's our third year for it. That's great. We've had such popular summers the last two summers. These are, of course, our Happy Tales Happy Hours. And if this is the first time you've heard about that, for the last two summers, we've been partnering with breweries all over Colorado Springs, north, south, east, west. We are coming to a brewery near you. But basically, during these Happy Tales Happy Hours, $1 from every beer sold goes right back to the homeless pets at the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region. So it's a wonderful way. I know I hear so many people who are like, oh, I can't adopt right now. My house is full, which I totally get. Mine's full too. But this is just a wonderful way to have some fun with friends, get something out of it while, of course, giving back to homeless pets in our region. We're also going to have our collectible pint glasses. So if you've been collecting those for the last two summers, we've had 8 different pint glasses
so far.
We have a new set this year, 2018, and they have little logos on them that say, fetch me another. In dog beers, I've only had one. That's my favorite. Suns Sorry, out, tongues them. Out. And then I'm feline fine. So super, super cute. And they are just flying off the shelves. They've been so popular the last couple summers. If you've collected all 8, now you have 12 to get the whole set.
Now, do they have to go to the Happy Tales Happy Hour to get those?
We will have them all available at the Happy Tales Happy Hours. We'll also have them at our Pawtoberfest event, which is happening on September 15th. So you'll want to save the date for that. It's a wonderful fundraiser. You can also come by the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region if you're interested in the pine glasses during our normal admin hours, which I think are like 9 to 4, and we can get you a set there as well. But they are so cute. If you want to see what they look like, you can go to our website at hsppr.org or just come out to a Happy Tales Happy Hour, because then you get a beer to put in one anyway.
Okay, so when's the next Happy Tales Happy Hour?
The next one is going to be on June 28th at Whistle Pig. So our friend's Whistle Pig. I can't remember the exact times of that one. I want to say 3 to 7 maybe, but it's on our website, hsppr.org/happy hour, or you can visit our Facebook page. We have them all under our events there. We are working very hard to, we have a couple more in the works that we're trying to schedule right now. We definitely have Pub Dog in August, but if you are a brewery and you'd like to partner with us, we would love to have you. If you are looking for something fun to do this summer, just take a peek at all of our dates coming up, and we would love to see you all at a Happy Tales Happy Hour very soon.
Okay, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about a Pawtoberfest. If you've never been, this is like the must-attend event. And then also summer camps for kids. Mm-hmm. I know we've already started camp season, but there's still a chance, kids in camp. Okay, we'll have more with Gretchen Presley from the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra. We're talking with Gretchen Presley from the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region. Few minutes left, and I do want to talk about a really quick Pawtoberfest. If you have not been to Pawtoberfest, I mean, this is such a fun event.
It is too much fun. We are already looking forward to it. It is on September 15th this year at Bear Creek Regional Park. And if you don't know what Pawtoberfest is, it's our annual dog walk and then a beer festival fundraiser. So it's one of our two biggest fundraisers of the year.
You know, you see what happens, Gretchen? You involve beer.
I know.
And then people get more,
explodes.
I think.
I know. We figured that out, yes.
I'm being funny, but there if you got beer.
You know, it really is a really great fit for this region.
It
Colorado
really is.
Loves its beer.
Micro beers, exactly. And
we
specialty
love
craft beers.
We love specialty beers. And so it you're right. It is kind of a trick of we give people beer and they give us money. But at the same time, it's mixing things people love.
Absolutely.
You've got dogs, you got beer. It's going to be a great day.
So people don't know what happens at Pawtoberfest, you and your friendly pet,
mm-hmm.
and you've even had cats.
We have had some cats, yes. Yeah.
Go to Bear Creek Regional Park,
mm-hmm.
and you go and walk and run.
Mm-hmm.
And it all benefits the Humane Society of the Pikes.
That's right.
And then there's a beer garden at the end.
And there's a huge, it's more of a beer festival. So we partner with a bunch of different breweries. They bring out the samples. So your one admission fee gets you a long sleeve t-shirt. It gets you all of the craft beers and spirits you can drink at the festival. You get a commemorative tasting glass. You get, of course, a walk entry. You get entry into the festival, and we'll have tons of vendors and everything for you to explore. So it's a really great deal. And again, you get to drink as much as you want with those little tasting glasses. It's just like a beer tasting,
yeah.
beer festival, a couple of the other for-profit ones that you see in the region. But we partnered with some amazing breweries in town last year, and everybody just had such a great time. And actually, our little commemorative tasting glasses, like that right there was worth the price of admission for me. They're so cute. They're these tiny little mugs, and
right.
they say Pawtoberfest on them. They're adorable. So it's a really great time, really great day. You can bring your furry friend, drink a beer with your furry friend. Obviously, don't give them any beer. But
And with your friends, bring your friends.
Yes, bring your
furry friends and your friends. With
your real friends can drink the beer. So it's a really great day. And of course, again, all of the proceeds go right back towards helping homeless pets in the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region. So,
registration open already?
It'll be open in July. Okay. So stay tuned just a couple more weeks, but get it on your calendar right now. September 15th, you will not want to miss it.
And of course, I know a lot of parents right now are going, okay, we're only into what, 2-3 weeks of the kids being home from school and we need something for them to do. Mm-hmm. You guys have
we can help you out.
Yeah, you guys have some great options for kids. Plus, they learn.
Mm-hmm. So we have Camp Whiskers and Wags going on right now. And it's a really wonderful, if you don't know anything about Camp Whiskers and Wags, it's a summer camp where they do crafts, they do educational lessons, they meet, of course, animals, they get snacks. And all through it all, they learn about animal welfare, they learn about responsible pet ownership. A lot of the games they play have something to do with taking care of pets, like the potato poop scoop relay or the litter box treasure hunt.
Is that really a game?
They really play potato poop scoop relay. They really do play litter box treasure hunt, not with Tootsie Rolls, but you know, they learn how to scoop and whoever finds the most Tootsie Rolls wins a prize. So, you know, all these things that teach responsible pet ownership,
right.
They learn again about pet overpopulation, the importance of spaying and neutering, and just really build compassion for pets and animals. So it's a wonderful, wonderful camp. We've got almost every week this summer. A couple of them have already passed. A couple of them are filled, but we have very limited spots on just a couple weeks here.
Okay.
And they're all age ranges from anywhere from 5 to 13. So you can just pick your age range and see if that one has any limited spots and come on out because they have so much fun.
And again, but registration is filling up quickly.
Very limited spots left. So if you do want to get your kiddos in there, we would definitely recommend it. And we would recommend going to hsppr.org/camp right now, seeing which ones are still open, seeing if your kiddo will fit that age range and get him in.
And really quick before we let you go, Gretchen, of course, Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region and so many other organizations would not exist without volunteers.
Of course.
And of course, you guys always have classes for incoming volunteers mm-hmm. and what they'd like to do. Do you have upcoming classes and information?
We do. I'm not sure exactly when the next orientation is, but if you visit hsppr.org/volunteer or just hsppr.org for everything I mentioned today.
Yes. But, I was just going to say, everything we talked about there is, yeah.
But hsppr.org/volunteer will have that next orientation. We do ask that you attend the orientation. It is kind of a big commitment due to liability issues. We do have to train you to work with our animals. We know we have vets that volunteer. We have everybody who works a lot with animals, but just we need to train you to deal with our specific situation of the animals in our shelter. So we do ask for a rather large commitment of 6 months at 2 hours a week. And that can be used any way you want. If you want to come in for a whole day, one weekend, a month, that's totally fine. We will work with your schedule. But of course, we love our volunteers. You can do everything from transporting cats to being a matchmaker to walking dogs to doing laundry. If you just love doing laundry,
right.
We would love to have you do our laundry. We go through a lot of blankets.
If you love folding and cleaning,
you know what?
Laundry.
We would love to have you. We need data entry. We need people to clean kennels. We need people to clean in our surgery center, make sure everything is sterilized. So if any of that sounds like your cup of tea, we would love to have you. And of course, you're, again, just giving your time to the cause of helping homeless pets in our area.
Well, and also a great opportunity for parents and kids to volunteer together.
Mm-hmm. We do have a parent's partner volunteer program. So if your kid is 12 and over, you can volunteer with them. And of course, they get to see all of some of the similar things of camp. They get to see animal welfare. They get to appreciate what goes into a shelter system, pet overpopulation. You can foster with your family. We always need fosters this time of year. Mm-hmm. So all of these are wonderful ways of not only teaching your kid about being philanthropic and giving back, but saving lives while you do it.
Perfect. Gretchen, it's always great talking with you. And again, everything, literally everything, right, that we just talked
yes.
about this hour can be found at hsppr.org.
That's right.
I appreciate it. Gretchen, we will talk to you next week. And thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, it is Business Week in Review. That's tomorrow on KRDO News Radio.